Blog Talk Radio.
Keep me together, say you keep me together, say the only thing you mean, keep me together, yeah, you keep me together, I got you by me, I know this shit is standing forever, but you only gon' leave if I don't get shit together, I know I'm trying to keep it, so gotta get shit together, I'm trying to keep shit lifting me up. You the only one with me that I know giving a fuck. I know you holding me down when I need you most. You know we having a celebration, let's exchange a toast. This is your time, baby, yeah, your time. Always on my mind, yeah, you always on my mind. Always on my mind, yeah, yeah, yeah. Once you hit me going, got you going with me, we only going together. We gon' keep on rising on them together. Girl, I'm telling you I want this forever. Keep me together, yeah, you keep me together. I got you by me, I know this shit is standing forever. But you only gon' leave if I don't get shit together. I know I'm trying to keep it, so gotta get shit together. I'm trying to keep shit together. Trying to keep shit together. I'm trying to keep us together. Trying to keep us forever. Trying to keep us together. I'm trying to keep us forever. Trying to keep us forever. I keep the pizza together. I'm trying to push up my luck, man. I remember looking back how everything used to suck. Used to run all these races and nobody keeping up. It's just you and this is me. This is how we gonna keep it. It's just you, it's just me, baby. It's our little secret. It's just you, it's just me. You just gotta agree. Nobody like you, nobody like me is where we supposed to be. Keep me together, yeah, you keep me together. I got you by me, I know this shit is standing forever. But you only gonna be if I don't get shit together. I know I'm trying to keep it, so gotta get shit together. I'm trying to keep shit together. Trying to keep shit together. I'm trying to keep us together. Trying to keep us forever. Trying to keep us together. I'm trying to keep us forever.
Yo, 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 what's going on? It's your boy, Dre Star. We here. We'll be right back. We'll hit you with a couple of songs, and you'll get your show started, you heard? You know the number? 563-999-3718. We'll be right back.
Hey, yo, Ray, turn it up.
You just brush me off, they ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally seen the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Gotta cover war scars from the trenches. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Couple broken hearts, come fix them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You just brush me off, they ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally seen the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Gotta cover war scars from the trenches. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Couple broken hearts, come fix them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For what they saying, it's up in the stand. I gotta make it my years. They know it's my time. They tell me I'm right, but fuck it, let's play it by ear. Play my music for the people that doubted me. Now I'm up in their chair. I know who got my back, cause I got my front, but it's snakes in the rear. When I make it, you know ain't no sign of me. Top the rollie, did you see them diamonds bling? Dior, Dior, Dior. Cause she want the final thing. Fly Miami to LAX. So for 2 times, they know I'm next. Fresh recover, so I'ma flex. New Jersey, my home, so I'm rapping that. You just brush me off, they ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally seen the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Got a couple war scars from the trenches. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Couple broken hearts, come fix them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You just brush me off, they ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally seen the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Got a couple war scars from the trenches. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Couple broken hearts, come fix them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Y'all don't really get it. Chopping out the bed, no stacking paper was a fetish. She called a baby, wasn't ready. Once you have my love and leave, you never forget it. Go against me, tell them bet. Overdose of him, you need me a medic. Call me a dog, I need me a vet. 10 toes, I ain't never regret it. If you ain't gang, then get out the set. Get out the set. I just want flex. If she ain't fucking this shorty, get left. I'm counting them checks. Big step, but ain't jacking the step. So you could get left. Mob ties, then we got the connect. Keep my foot on they neck. Any, many, many, many more. Cut your eyes, they gotta go. Body's dropping by the corner store. Hit him the sirens, nigga, we don't know. I ain't got time with niggas. I ain't tryna bond with niggas. I like to change my moves, like Nazoo. For that 1942. You brush me off, they ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally see the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Got a couple war scars from the trenches. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Couple broken hearts, come fix them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You smash me off, they ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally seen the stars in the ceiling.
Bro.
Quick to cut you off in a minute. Got a couple war scars from the trenches.
Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Couple broken hearts, come fix them. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel you, but this is like a whole novel. Like, I was listening to the video. Okay, I listened to the video post that you created for the Tonight Show. I listened to that, and I was watching that, and I got like halfway through it. Yeah, okay, I got to the blog radio, got to all of this, online radio, successful major artist.
Yo, yo, what's going on, people?
Lazy Bull, I got to all of that, Ryan Hart Radio, got to... No, then I did hear the whole thing.
Yo, what's going on? We back at you. It's the Humble Life Reality Radio / Humble Life Experience. Your boy Dre Star and the beautiful B Tony. People, we have a great show for you tonight. We got a great lineup. We got two awesome guests. We got one guest out of Florida.
Okay.
And
so with this host, right? Is it?
Be live. Yeah. All right. Yeah, so we're going to get the show started. Our first guest should be calling in about, I say, 10 minutes. So, like you said, man, we're going to get Junior, his underground artist, Unsigned Hype. Yo, what is going on?
I was about to ask you the same thing. I was sure about to ask you what in the world.
Okay.
We never had this many technical difficulties.
Definitely. Yo, so, Z, how was your weekend?
Work, and some more work. My supervisors last weekend. Got a new supervisor coming in next weekend.
It's
been interesting. It's definitely been interesting.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, my weekend is
alright. Yeah.
Easter weekend.
Yeah, Easter Sunday was a special Sunday. I actually heard back from that gym. I think I told you about what happened, right?
Oh, yeah. Let's tell the audience.
Okay. Being from the chair that there's, you're supposed to be able to access everything. Well, I went to a local gym, paid for this membership. Well, it's not really a local gym. It's a national gym. Pretty well-known gym. And I'm used to going to one location, and I decided to go to another location for the first time. I called before I got there just to make sure that they were open, and they were open, and I get there, and I couldn't get into the locker room. I couldn't get into the pool. I couldn't even go to the bathroom because I couldn't get up a flight of stairs, and the staff wasn't trained properly on how to use the lift equipment to get me into the pool area. As far as we've come with this Disability Inclusion Act, it still feels like we're still in the Stone Age, because it's like we're still invisible and people have no idea. And then when it comes up, it's still fumbling and they're falling all over themselves. And then they don't know what to do. But it's like they want to sound and be politically correct, but yet it sounds good until you actually put it in motion and put it in action, and now you're not even doing the right thing. So, yeah, I was a bit peeved about that. And then I had to think back, like, all right, I know how independent and mobile I am. I can do a lot on my own. But I had to think about my other real brothers and sisters out there, you know. It might be easier for me to move around. But if it's that hard for me to move around, I know it's even 10 times harder for y'all because y'all are even less mobile than I am. So when a situation like that pops off, it makes you think twice, like not just for me, but moving forward for anybody else. That wasn't cool. Like, y'all should have trained your staff a whole lot better. Disability inclusion is not just recognizing that we're in the room. Bro, realize that we need help getting to certain things. Not that we can't do it, but... Or not that we're desperate to do it, but that we need the help, or make it fair for us to be able to do it ourselves. Don't exclude us from everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, Dre?
Yes, sir. Definitely. I've seen the joke.
I mean, we have that problem with, how many different things? Housing market, transportation, it's everywhere.
Oh, yeah, especially my field in transportation. I always get that with New Jersey Transit.
All right, tell me your worst. What was your worst? What's your worst experience with Jersey Transit?
Being stuck on the ramp for about 35 minutes. Just stuck in midair. Everyone looking at you, watching you. Because they refuse to just take a little bit of that money that they're making and have someone test the ramp before they allow the buses to go out. They don't test the ramp.
No, it's more about the, oh, we got it. It should be good enough, right?
Yes.
They don't think about that unless they're in the situation. They don't think about... Nobody thinks about going through that or what we go through until you are where we are.
Yeah. That's true.
And it's sad, but it's true. I think my dad said it best one time. He said, and nobody gives a shit about your shit like you give a shit about your shit.
That's true. Yeah, that's true, too. They do. It's like, a lot of times, like, I should be at the bus stop, and, like, the bus drivers, like, they act like they look at me, but they keep going. Like, it's just crazy, like, I don't know, bro. I always say, if I ever get rich and get famous, that's one thing that I'm doing. I'm putting a lot of money into, programs to teach people about their job. Like if their job assists on a possibility of being with a disabled person, like they need more training.
They do, but that's more of a business of whether the person actually gives a damn about their job. And then here goes the other thing about that. Yeah, you're saying that they need more training on it. Sometimes they have the training and they've had the knowledge. They just don't care.
That's true. But people, listen, bro. We're going to go to a break and come back. And I think the guest should be here. I'm going to check with the DJ and see if the guest is here yet. And we're going to come back with the guest of the hour. It's your boy, Dre Starr, the beautiful D. Tony. And we're here.
Yeah, yeah.
Pippin' on the end of the drum. Yeah. I'm with the dogs.
Yeah.
I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. Heard you popping that shit. You ain't popping, little nigga, you ain't turned up at all. I'm with the dogs. I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. Don't know no scamming dealers, hitters, my nigga. Yeah, I'm talking Kermit the Frog. I'm with my dogs. I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. We ain't talking to ops, we ain't taking no deals, nigga. We don't fuck with the law. I'm with the dogs. I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. If I let off a leash, then my dog gon' go head up and hunt up a thief. How to see niggas not put their man on? How to see bitches put child support on? How to see niggas with a lot of money, not even know what they be doing? Just be that flow that be wake up and snoring. Fuck on this bitch and I'm gone in the morning. Got these deposits I'm counting this morning. Label meetings and they talking about torn. Might do the big body, might do the torn. Ringing along while these little niggas snoring. Fendi new Celine, might do the lawn. His car a citizen, claim it's a foreign. His bitch be digging me, say that he born. He ain't packing like daddy be holding. I'm in the guts and I'm stabbing, I'm stroking. Shit is a movie, now keep it in motion. I'm with the dogs,
yeah.
I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. Heard you popping that shit. You ain't popping, little nigga, you ain't turned up at all. I'm with the dogs. I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. Don't know no scamming dealers, hitters, my nigga. Yeah, I'm talking Kermit the Frog. I'm with my dogs. I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. We ain't talking to ops, we ain't taking no deals, nigga. We don't fuck with the law. I'm with the dogs. I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. If I let off a leash, then my dog gon' go head up and hunt up a thief.
Yeah. Don't fuck with these niggas, cause niggas be funny. They rather get bitches, I'd rather get money. I hear them talking like they actually bout it. Feel like P, yeah, nigga, I'm bout it. Big racks, big straps, new flex. Yo bats, new weed, good bats. New deal, new coupe, fish scale. Bobby whirl, ride around on that big wheel. New ice, new drip, big chill. I hear them talking, I'm a big deal. No baby milk, but I'm in for milk. Slow down, little nigga, cause shit here could get ill. I drill all that noise, I be moving with poise. Mop sticks, rock sticks, chopsticks. I hear them talking like they hot shit. Slow down, dusty nigga, you niggas not it. I'm with the dogs. I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. Heard you popping that shit. You ain't popping, little nigga, you ain't turned up at all. I'm with the dogs. I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. Don't know no scamming dealers, hitters, my nigga. Yeah, I'm talking Kermit the Frog. I'm with my dogs. I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. We ain't talking to ops, we ain't taking no deals, nigga. We don't fuck with the law. I'm with the dogs. I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. If I let off a leash, then my dog gon' go head up and hunt up a thief.
Yeah. That's that boy right there, Father Penn, out of Los Angeles, California. That boy bad, man. He's doing big things out there. I mean, he's out in the foreign work, doing the numbers. Oh, but right now, people, I got something real special for you. With this gentleman that I met a couple of years ago, he opened the door for what you hear right now. He opened the door for other podcasts that you hear me on or know about, because he gave me an interview. And mostly I know, I have a book called The Andre Williams Story. That's available on Amazon.com. And, back then I was promoting that a lot. So, he gave me an interview, and, when I had that interview, it kind of like, it showed me a different way of communication. You know what I'm saying? And I had never been an interview before. And, so, yeah, man, that really changed my life. So I owe him a lot, you know what I'm saying? This man, I'm going to let him tell you all the accomplishments that he's done with this podcast world. I'm talking before Dilly, before Fat Joe, before all the other podcasts you hear about now. This man was there. He had the vision before they had the vision. So without no further ado, I'm going to need some claps. I need y'all to put your hands together for my brother. Welcome to the show, brother.
Hey, let me tell you something. Welcome. I appreciate that, man. That was a good welcome, man. And, hey, you made me feel like somebody, Dre Star. What's going on, man?
Making
me feel good tonight. Hey, I'm in here enjoying the show, you know what I'm saying? And salute to y'all, man. Humble Life Experience Podcast. I love it, bro. And I definitely wanted to shout out the lovely lady, Ms. B. Tony, you know what I'm saying? I love what y'all guys doing.
Hey.
How you doing, Queen?
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. I'm
thank you
loving
so
what I'm hearing about you, loving how far you're coming. Thank you for coming to the show.
Thank you so much, Donna. I try. You know, that's all you can do is try.
Look, man, I ain't going to talk to your face. I'll sit back for a minute. Just let my fans and the audience know a little bit more about who are you and where you came from.
Oh, that's what's up, man. My name is Cody Jit Nixon. A lot of folks call me Jit Chronicles. I also go by Black Larry King, you know what I'm saying? I've been doing this podcast for a very long time, and Dre, I want to say salute you for saying that, bro, because a lot of people love these shows like, you know, Drink Champs and all that stuff, and we was, well, I feel, in my humble opinion, we was some of the pioneers of doing that. You know, Groundhog Radio has been on the air since 2011. It's 2022. We going into our 11th year, you know, of doing the show, and the show's still going strong. We just completed our last season a couple of weeks ago, and we come back with a whole new season in June, I believe. But the show is very much just like y'all guys do. You know, we interview artists. I can't tell y'all how many independent artists, not only in my hometown. I'm from Jacksonville, Florida, by the way, which we call Duval County. But to be able to interview so many artists, not across just the United States. I mean, we've interviewed people in the UK. We've had some celebrity guests on the show from some of y'all favorite reality shows. We had Mama D from Love and Hip Hop. We had your girl Sunday from Basketball Wives. I've interviewed Lazy Bone, Flesh and Bone, Pastor Troy. The list goes on and on, you know. But at the end of the day, the heart and soul of Groundhog Radio is to cater to independent artists. And from that, we went to independent entrepreneurs, models. Just we're trying to cover all types of facets in the entertainment business. So that's just to give y'all a little brief background on Groundhog Radio in general. You know what I'm saying? When you come on, we have great conversation, great guests, good topics. We raise awareness sometime. And, you know, it's been a journey. 11 years doing a podcast, you know, you couldn't have told me we would have lasted this long when we first started, because I know for me personally, I didn't take it as serious as I should have. I kind of almost looked at it like a hobby. And it just grew into something that got bigger and better over the years, man, and I'm proud of it.
That's what's up, brother. So let me go.
Very proud.
Let's go back a little bit. Let's go back in 2011. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
At what point, what was on your mind in 2011? Like, where did you start to have the idea of doing this podcasting?
That's what's up. This is a crazy story. A lot of people don't know that I was on a show prior to Groundhog Radio in 2010. You know, I did a show, and I'm going to keep it real with y'all. I did a show with a dude. We wasn't getting along. I'm going to just keep it all the way 100. I was getting a little bit more shine or whatever the case may be. But y'all know what, team? I did not do my paperwork. I did not handle my business right. And it was a situation where he was able to kind of just take full control over what we was doing and renamed the whole show, you know what I'm saying, because he had that creative control, you know, and I wasn't on my business. So in that instance, that what made me came up with Groundhog Radio. I said, okay, because if I'm going to do this again, I'm going to make sure everything is business, everything is signed properly, everything is under my name, you know, because it was my concept. A lot of people don't know that either. But when you got the main person running everything, whether it's your concept or not, you know, you open yourself up to somebody potentially taking your idea. You know, so that's another thing I want to throw out to other people too, man. You know, make sure you get your stuff copyrighted and trademarked and all that good stuff, you know, because it's easy for somebody to kind of come in. But Groundhog Radio came out of a negative situation, and I turned that negative into a positive. The twist to it was we was to do a radio show, very traditional, you know, guests come on, we interview, we talk and stuff like that. But I also had two shows that I was watching at the time. Again, this is 2011. Two of my favorite shows was 106 and Park and Love and Hip Hop. I want to say it probably was New York at the time. And I was sitting there thinking, I was like, how do I take these two concepts and turn it into a show? So with Ground Hard Radio, not only do you get, you know, the guest of the night, the topic of the night, us on the show, we're also artists too. We're artists, we're entrepreneurs, we're models. You understand what I'm saying? So you also get a little insight to our life, what we doing, what kind of music we making, what kind of business moves we doing, you know. So that's why we call our show Reality Radio, because you get to see, like, it's more personal, you know what I'm saying? Like, we get a little more personal with our audience. And I think that's been a big selling factor for Ground Hard Radio. And, again, you see all these shows now with a full-on ensemble cast. And I would like to say Ground Hard Radio was the first to do it. And to have an all-black ensemble cast. Not saying that we was the first black show on Blog Talk Radio, but we was one of the first shows to have an all-black ensemble cast, meaning 3, 4, 5 folks at one time.
Right.
So that was on my mind, bro. You know, you got to make it entertaining. That's one thing I love about it. We're in the entertainment business, so you got to entertain.
Definitely. So let's talk about some of your topics, Nick. As far as Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, man. That's crazy, man. And I appreciate you letting me put that out there. In addition to Ground Hard Radio, I've produced and created several other shows. We had College Park Radio, which ran for about 4 years. We had The Mass Debaters. We also had a show called Radio Divas, Time to Build. You know what I'm saying? We was able to turn Ground Hard Radio, and not to just a podcast, but into a radio network. Right now we got Team No Filter Radio, which airs on Monday nights at 9 p.m. on our station. Shameless plug. And then you got Ground Hard Radio on Tuesday and Thursdays, and we're looking to build more shows. One thing I can say, man, I've been nominated 3 different times from Ground Hard Radio. I believe in 2016 we was nominated for and won the Best Internet Radio Station of the Year from the Independent Music Awards. And then we had the Duval Diamond Awards, I believe, in 2017. We was nominated. We didn't win, but I had the best time of my life. And then the following year from the Diamond Awards, I was nominated for Duval Man of the Year. Although I didn't win, man, you know, it really is nice to be nominated sometimes, but I wish I would have won that damn award. But they say that's what you're supposed to say. You know, it feels good to be nominated, man, you know. So just to be recognized amongst your peers, man, you know, it's an amazing thing. And a lot of people don't know, I still have a 9-to-5. You know, I work for y'all all heard of this famous dollar store called Dollar General. I'm a store manager there, been there for the last 3 years. And prior to that, I was at another dollar store as a store manager. So I still got a full career, a full job, and, you know, I still do it with Ground Hard Radio too, man. You know, so it's just, I always got a lot going on. I try to keep myself busy.
Right. Definitely, man. Like, I see.
It's a lot, bro. It is a lot, man.
It sounds like it. It sounds like it. It's like you working over here like James Brown.
I know, baby. I got to get that check. I got to get all the money, you know, so I want to be where the money at.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Definitely.
Ways to really get the talent out as far as, like, individuals for underground artists, even for the artists that you have on your show. It's easy to get their stuff out, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely. And we built such a great relationship, too. You know, a lot of times when you do a show, and hell, let's just keep it real. You know my situation. You know, when you just do it with one other person, you might have some issues. So at the end of the day, you know, it's a lot of personalities to deal with the show. And, you know, we have our disagreements and stuff like that, too. But what I can say is it's a family unit. And that's one thing I can always say. You know, we might get on there and might cut a fool all the time, you know, or most of the time, but we truly are family, and that's the goal. That was the goal from day one, you know what I'm saying? So if we're going to have some conflict, let's make sure we try to get a resolution to it, too.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And like I said, man, like, a thing I learned in this field is that the one thing you gotta be sure is that when you're doing something, not everybody will believe and help you do what you need to do. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So when you find a unit, when you find that unit, and you got that bar,
everything falls in place. Yeah, everything falls into place.
Sky's the limit.
Amen to that.
So, B, any questions?
I actually do have a question. So,
what you got, Queen?
You said this, so you started this out, you said it started out as just a hobby. You were kind of playing with it as a hobby. You weren't taking it that serious. And then it just kind of sprung on you. What triggered that change to make it something more? The hobby?
For me, and I don't want to speak for the rest of the cast, it was the supporters, the fan reaction. They wanted more. You know, when the show first started out, we come on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but when we originally came out in 2011, we was only on Tuesday nights. And they loved the show that much. They was like, man, we need more than just one night. I mean, hell, I think for a couple of weeks, we was doing three shows, you know what I'm saying, in the span of 1 week. It was that by popular demand is what I can say. You know, and I felt like a lot of people related to us. So that's when my mind started to change because I'm like, wait, you know, motherfuckers actually – taking consideration what I'm saying. Hey, Jit, I heard you talk about this on the show last night. Man, I was going through the same thing. And I'm like, okay, motherfuckers actually listening to this crazy-ass shit. You know, and I'm like, you know what? We got something good. And I feel like once we all realize that as a unit, we never stop. We never look back. You know, how do we make it better? How do we make it look more professional? You know, how do we reach more people? And that's another thing I'm so proud of, man. We on so many damn different sites, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Spotify, iTunes, you know, and we put a lot of hard work to get ourselves in these positions. If that answered your question, Queen.
That does actually answer my question. That says a lot. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right. So, look, let me ask you a question. How far do you see yourself going? What's your goal?
Well, you know, here's my thing, and I'm going to be honest because I've been thinking about this for the last 2 years. You have to take into consideration that my show, I have been on this show. I'm the only original cast member. I'm the only person that's been there the entire 11 years. I've done this show 11 years straight with no breaks. So let me see how I want to answer this. I want to be politically correct when I say this because I know my producer looking at me. I know that nothing lasts forever. You understand what I'm saying? And I know I'm probably not going to be on this platform forever. However, I do think that Ground Hard Radio has a lot of life left. You understand what I'm saying? I don't feel like we're in a position where the ratings are low or the quality isn't so good. I feel like we're still in that number one position that we've always been in. Now, what that landscape entails or looks like without me being involved, I couldn't answer that question because I feel like even if I'm not there, that show has been on for so long and sustained so many listeners that it should be able to still go through or pull through without me. You know, so to answer your question, I am looking to take a break, you know, because I'm tired. I work hard. I'm going to keep it real with you. It's
real.
A lot to deal with. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot
is.
Of stuff. I have other aspirations in my career. And then y'all also have to take this into consideration, too. When I started the show, I was 29 years old. I'll be 40 this year. You know, so my life has changed drastically. You know, I have a lot of people that depend on me, a lot of people that I'm responsible for in my personal life, you know. So I'm looking to take a break, but Groundhog Radio going to always be my baby. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to always be around Groundhog Radio. So that's my politically correct answer, Dre Starr. That's that media training, you know, so, yeah.
Wait. As your producer is over there sitting there cutting the eyes at you, huh?
Yeah. I got to be real quick, careful how I answer things, you know, so, yeah.
Better be quick on your feet with that one.
Yes, definitely. But that's about the basis of it, though. You know, nothing lasts forever.
Ain't that the truth? Okay,
let me get a witness. Yeah, we need a witness for that one. Yeah.
What the fuck is my name, bitch? It's 00. She moves like Shakira.
Wait, hold on.
Hips don't lie. Only fans. She about to go live. Wrist touchy. Flavor ice. Rich shoulders. Name your price. She moves like Shakira.
Wait, hold on.
Hips don't lie. Only fans. She about to go live. Wrist touchy. Flavor ice. Rich shoulders. Name your price. TLC crib, your bitch is free. She gon' pull up in the jeans. Who got the keys in my jeans? She all the drugs pulling all on my jeans. I think she's throwing the head. I think she taking meds. I think a nigga dumber. He doing what she said. Everything you got, it came with a cost. She said something became a bore. My neck, my wrist, I got it on frost. My wallet, guacamole sauce. I throw the bands while she throw it back. She got the whack, yeah, that's what's at. Rich shooter just returning the Mac. I need a count of 100 racks. She move like Shakira.
Wait, hold on.
Hips don't lie. Only fans. She about to go live. Wrist slushy. Flavor ice. Rich shoulders. Name your price. She move like Shakira.
Wait, hold on.
Hips don't lie. Only fans. She about to go live. Wrist slushy. Flavor ice. Rich shoulders. Name your price. Stacking, I'm macking, I'm flexing, I'm swagging, I'm killing these hoes and I'm body to bagging. Abracadabra, Jabali, some magic. Your boys with my stones and we got automatic. Fresh out the box, the rats that were plastic. It look like a Pokemon car holographic. Us in a clip, inspect the gadget. Send booby chat for you silly rats. Back up. I'ma have you gushing out like ketchup. A drug, a monkey off the Hennessy. A different nigga knuckle up. Gorilla glue got me stuck. Leo daddy wore bucks. He told Danny Cheese, watch him all geek for a nigga wore nuts. She moved like Shakira.
Wait, hold on.
Hips don't lie. Only fans. She about to go live. Wrist slushy. Flavor ice. Rich shoulders. Name your price. She move like Shakira.
Wait, hold on.
Hips don't lie. Only fans. She about to go live. Wrist slushy. Flavor ice. Rich shoulders. Name your price. She move like Shakira.
Wait, hold on.
Hips don't lie. Only fans. She about to go live. Wrist slushy. Flavor ice. Rich shoulders. Name your price. She move like Shakira.
Wait, hold on.
Hips don't lie. Only fans. She about to go live. Wrist slushy. Flavor ice. Rich shoulders. Name your price.
Experience lessons from the man, Cody Jack. Richard,
we in here. In like Larry King, we in here.
Yeah. Yeah, brother. So look, let me ask you a question. If you could speak to somebody out there that was thought about doing the podcast thing, and what advice would you have for them?
said it wasn't right what I had for...
Drake, are you talking to me?
Yeah, it's over here. Yeah.
Oh, okay. What advice would I have for somebody that wanted to start a podcast? I always tell this advice to everybody. Don't be afraid to take risk. You know, and you know, I guess some people can be apprehensive, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I always feel like this. If you take a risk, you know, sometimes it works, sometimes it might not work, but you don't never know if you don't try. You know, so never be afraid to take risks because it might be something that just might work out for you. You know, let me tell y'all something. A lot of people, when the show started, again, I'm on a podcast, right? We ain't on no TV show. I have six other cast members, and, you know, the show started off as a three-man team, and people used to be in the past, "Jit, why you got so many people on the show? Why you got so many people on the show?" But, you know, it's not about, in this case, the quantity. It's about the quality. It's about what are these individuals bringing to the show. You know what I'm saying? So I always say, don't be afraid to take risks because it just might work out for you. You should try it sometime.
Shit
game. Yeah.
That's game. That's a game right there.
Free game, you know?
Free game. So let me ask you a question. As you were saying, like, if they were different personalities and, like, you know, and the schedule, everyone's schedule, how do you, like, you know what I mean? How you get through that? Like,
how do I manage?
Yeah, how
do
you manage?
Yeah, well, as far as scheduling and stuff, you say, how do I manage? I don't even know, Dre Star. That's the million-dollar question. You know, I always go into a situation and I just fucking do it. You know what I'm saying? But dealing with a lot of different personalities, you know, like I said, you could clash sometimes. There's been people on the show that I have not necessarily agreed with everything that they said or gotten along with, but that doesn't take away that I still look at you as my brother or my sister. We're going to have disagreements because I'm going to be looking at you crazy if we don't, you know, because nobody likes a yes man. We're not going to always agree on the same thing all the time, you know, and I'm always with it, having vast opinions, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody got something to say, you know, so it's been beautiful. If you get the right group, you know, like I said, you're going to have your ups and downs, but again, that's where that conflict resolution, if it's going to be some conflict, we're going to try our damnedest to get a resolution to it. And I think that's another thing that keeps the show going, too. You know what I'm saying? We play very big on conflict and resolution. It is an entertainment show. So, yeah.
Yes.
Got a balance. Yeah.
So, listen, bro. Man, I ain't going to hold you too much longer. I know you're a busy man.
I appreciate this tonight.
Yeah,
I enjoyed myself. Yeah. Got to meet the queen, you know, so I love it. Miss V. Tony, that's what's up.
No, thank you, thank you. But it was also awesome to meet you and learn so much about you, learn so much of the game, so to speak. I'm new to it myself, but I'm all ears.
Yeah, thank you so much, darling, and keep it going. Y'all going to do great. Y'all going to do well.
Yeah, thank you. Really
stay consistent.
That,
thank you.
Yeah, stay consistent. That's the key.
Yeah. Oh man, you don't know.
It's hard to do. It is hard to do.
Man.
I'm telling you. You know. Yes, goodness. And I've been doing it for 11 years, and I still be struggling. You know. So, but you're gonna push through and persevere.
Right. Definitely. It's all about. I try to tell people, you can't see it as my show. It has to be your show. Each individual, each audience member is your show, especially as artists. You know what I'm saying? Like, you bring your artist to your show, and it's all about promotion. You know what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely.
It's one hand lost the other. You know what I'm saying? We all try to get there. You know what I'm saying? So, that's what it is.
Well said.
But listen, baby, any final words? You want to say any shout-out, anything you want to do?
Definitely, definitely, definitely. First and foremost, I definitely want to give a big, big salute and shout-outs to Humble Life Experience Podcast. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Dre Star, Ms. V. Tony, I appreciate y'all so much for having me on tonight. You know I want to salute my cast and crew over there at Ground Hard Radio. It's so many of us. I'm going to see if I can not forget nobody. Shout-outs to Carter Mafioso, Dope Ass Music, Ms. Chief, Razor, E-Dub, DJ Sergeant Rock, and my boy Just KP. Shout-outs to our executive producer, Mr. Charles Bellinger, you know what I'm saying? We coming back with Ground Hard Radio with an all-new season, I want to say Thursday night, June 2nd, right here on Blog Talk and all other podcast platforms. And make sure you follow me on social media. That's Instagram and Twitter, at JIT Chronicles, you know what I'm saying? And you can also follow me on Facebook, my Facebook page. That's Cody JIT Nixon, a.k.a. the Black Larry King, you know what I'm saying? It's Grind or Die for Life, and salute. And thank y'all for having me tonight.
You already know, man. Let's go.
Salute.
Let's go. That's him right there. That's the man.
That's the man of the hour.
Thank y'all.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's send him out with a round of applause.
You already know.
Man, thank y'all so much and stay blessed. Thank you.
Stay blessed.
Always.
Yeah, yeah, you know the number 563-999-3718. Call it up, hit it up. Next guest coming up next. Kane Lyrics is in the building with some two smash hits.
Okay.
Got some gas, nigga, roll up, ayy.
Fly nigga, I be floating, I Rolls Royce. If she want me, then she got me, you got no choice. We getting money and we popping, you make no noise. Y'all party bad bitches, we want no boys. Big mansion in the hills, I'm Uncle Elroy. Throw my money, do my dance while they stare on. She gon' bust me down cause my bank long. I just made a 50, ain't no bank loan. I be jiggin' with a beeper, hit the payphone. Get it in with my meager, split the pesos. Might need you for the neck, but I don't chase hoes. I can get you for the checks, I want the bank rolls. Your bitch gon' eat the D, I call it Mickey D's. All this water on my neck, I'm drippin' VVs. Put the ice up on my wrist and ran a D-freeze. Had to pull up in that Benz, I'm goin' D-sweez. Like my nigga can't five, I tell him B's. My cousin bangin' for the five, he bangin' big B's. Huh. But my homies from the other side, I don't bang cause they bang for me otherwise. Fly nigga, I be floating, I Rolls Royce. If she want me, then she got me, you got no choice. We getting money and we popping, you make no noise. Y'all party bad bitches, we want no boys. Big mansion in the hills, I'm Uncle Elroy. Throw my money, do my dance while they stare on. She gon' bust me down cause my bank long. I just made a 50, ain't no bank long.
She think I love her, I'm just gassing like Valero. Hop in the coupe with a bird, she's a sparrow. Niggas mad cause I keep shooters like LaMelo. Don't be mad, your niggas softer than some pillows. See what some pointers in your ear, bitch, these igloos. And what I spent on the chain caused a ice age. She just tryna kick it, I ain't Luke Kane. Big Bentley whipping, talking Moose Sane. Big nigga drip, make a sucker than the colonist. Door close itself, all I do is press a button it. Bought a B&B, cause that's what I felt like fucking it. Louis V, duffel, yeah, them racks, we be sucking.
Nigga clap, do the soldier, yeah. She throw it back, I'm like, hold up, yeah. Ayy, in the cream soda, eh. Got some gas, nigga, roll up, eh.
Fly nigga, I be floating, I Rolls Royce.
If she want me, then she got me, you got no choice. We getting money and we popping, you make no noise. Y'all party bad bitches, we want no boys. Big mansion in the hills, I'm Uncle Elroy. Throw my money, do my dance while they stare on. She gon' bust me down cause my bank long. I just made a 50, ain't no bank long.
Flyboy AC, I'm a Cali fly nigga. We back, you know. Half time's over. Yo, man, this dude right here, I had, hit him up. I'm like, yo, I'm talking to music, man. I like this shit, yo. Get you on the show, you know what I'm saying? I didn't think he was going to take me serious, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, Facebook, got so many people out there just, you know, getting out fake dreams, you feel me? So.
Oh, yeah, that politically correct stuff, you know. Tell you, yeah, I got you. Oh, yeah, I'm there. And when it comes time, they're nowhere in sight.
Right, definitely. Seriously, so. I got no something to do. This is my man. Recording artist. King Lyrics.
Whoa, what's up, bro?
What's up, man?
How you feeling, guy?
I'm good.
How you doing, too, man? Miss D. Tony, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm taking it one day at a time, as my bro would say, one day at a time.
That's all you can do, right?
Yeah, that's all we can do. You know, there's nothing around that. So, you know, we always just try and look to what's ahead and what's going on in a forward sense.
That's
true.
So, bro, once you let everybody know a little bit about yourself, what you do with your song, all that good stuff.
Yo, I would say ordinary. I'm an extraordinary guy, bro, from West Baltimore. You know, I hail from West Baltimore, but Baltimore is a city that I love on all sides. You feel me? All places and everything like that. And I just grew up, bro, as a kid, just in love with music. You feel me? I really ain't no sports player, nothing like that, despite the height that I got. And, you know, everybody tell me, like, boy, you should play this, you should do this. But I always been in love with them beats, the instruments and melodies, you get what I'm saying? So I always been attached to that since a kid. Like, I was always the one where everybody going, they probably thought I was weird. Like, bro, you ain't coming to the court. I'm like, no, I'm going to sit right here writing this book. You know what I'm saying? So I always been in love with music. And I don't know, like, I just always got that spot.
Well, I got to ask. Well, now I got to ask since you brought it up. How tall are you?
Like 6 feet, like 6'8", 6'1", maybe. Well, ain't that super
okay,
tall.
Okay, all right.
It's a nice little height.
Listen, it's definitely taller than me. Listen, I'm only 5 foot. And in the chair, it's even shorter, so it don't make a difference. I look up at everybody.
Yeah. Now, listen, you're a big stepper on the inside. You got to let them know you're a big stepper on the inside.
Listen, I'm so small, they didn't even give me an adult chair. They gave me a large pediatric chair.
Hey, it's cool. But listen, though, you eat adult meals, right? As long as everything you eat is big and adult size, you good.
Exactly. Listen, it's not about the fight. It's not about the size of the dog. It's about the fight in the dog.
Yeah, right. That's exactly what it's about. You know, as long as you got that fire burning in you, they can't take nothing away from you.
That's the whole fact. That's why everybody move out the way.
Yeah. Beep, beep.
So listen, brother. What really made you want to take this? What point in your life did you hit? You say, you know, I'm going to take this shit serious.
I was 11, bro. Like, and my mother and my father, like, they play a bigger part, you feel me, in a lot of my child support system, you feel me? They really was there. And then my mother really seen that I had a knack for music and I wasn't, like, giving it up. You know how kids, when you're a kid, you pick things up and put things down, you know, all the time. But that was just one thing that I would never put down. So my mom was like, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, we gonna see what it's like. And then she started, you know, putting me into the studios, and I started meeting and sitting down with different people as a kid. But as you can see now that I'm grown, I see that the business ain't really what you think the business is when you're looking at it from a kid's perspective. So you feel me? But she definitely played a big role in that part of my life and really, like, helping me hone my craft, you feel me? So it was more like, I don't know if y'all watch anime, but, like, I'd be watching Dragon Ball Z, and it was like, I went to that hyperbolic time chamber, yeah, you know, I got my little super saiyan on. I started turning up.
Well, I was about to ask you, which one are were you? Super Saiyan, you going Super Saiyan to try and be Gohan or Trunks?
I know. I see. Listen, I ain't going to lie. I like Goku. You feel me? I ain't going to like Gohan. I get too much. I take Trunks, though. He be dragging. You feel me? Like, he definitely.
See, I'm a Piccolo fan. Piccolo don't want to deal with none of that. He ain't trying to waste no time.
Yeah,
he want to get straight to the fight. He want to get straight to the fight, straight to the point.
I came to do what we came to do.
Let's get it going.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, yeah. Yeah, that says a lot, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Ms. D-Tony ain't nothing to play with. That says a lot about our attitude right there. She picked Piccolo.
And that is my favorite DBZ character. And, yes, I am a DBZ fan.
Yes. Hey, see? Oh, yeah, we locked that movie. See? That's what I'm saying. I knew I was going through this podcast right here. I knew I was in the right spot. Thank y'all. See? I feel welcome. All right.
Hey, listen, brother. I got a question for you right now.
Yeah, what's up?
Your top three features that you would do for anybody you want. Who would it be?
Anybody I want, like you gotta give me, because I'm gonna just say all the guys. I ain't gonna lie, like if I
you only
gotta
got
pick
three.
Anybody,
you only got three.
Only got three. I'm gonna go. All right, we talking in major artist form. I'm going with. I want Big Dog. I want a Drake feature. I want a K-Dot feature, and I want a Cole feature. Like, if I ever meet them, I'm going to be like, hey, yo, like, after this, we go to the studio. Like, I ain't even trying to, oh, yeah, bro, nah, let's go to the studio tonight. Like, I got hella racks. Like, I'm trying to go now. Hey, love.
Okay, I got a question. Who would you have do your hook? Your top three hooks? Like,
ooh.
R&B artists that you would have sing. R&B sound. Artist that you would actually do a track with?
R&B artist. I ain't gonna lie. I got to have I do a song with Usher. I ain't gonna lie. Man, Usher, but yeah, what? I just need him to do whatever he do with Usher and then just do your thing, buddy. They gonna be, oh my God. First of all, when they see me with Usher, I'm gonna go up 10 points. So, you feel me? That's one. Who else? Y'all got me really thinking about it now. I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna go with Chris Breezy. I just had a conversation with my homegirl. I'm gonna go with Chris Breezy. You gonna go with Chris Breezy? I ain't gonna lie. I gotta pick somebody else. Like, who coming up? I mean, listen to this. I ain't gonna lie. You know what? My homegirl put me on with Giveon. I'm gonna rock out with Jimmy R. Just cause. Hope she listen. Oh, she ain't listening, but I hope she listening, cause yeah, she'll give her that shout out.
All right, man. Look, this is what I do. We're gonna jump into your first track that he sent over. He sent me two tracks.
We can rock with that 9 and 0. That's a feature with my blood brother, Mr. One Way. You know, we come from, and that's what we call our section two, the One Way, because it's only going one way, you feel me? But yeah, you know, we on the One Way with it. So me and Mr. One Way, we got the song called 9 and 0. And I wish, you know, but I can tell you all about that, but I can't. But the 9 and 0, yeah, 9 and 0.
9 and 0.
How long you made that? How long ago? You said how long ago, right?
Yeah.
It was probably like recent in the last 6 months. Cause I just dropped my album the 31st of March. So we probably made it in that last little bit of time. You know, I went to 410 Nate. When I 410 Nate, he did a lot of mastering on the album. I got couple features. I got my brother Bloodline Buddha. I got Mr. One Way, of course. My brother Kano, Cutthroat Kane. I got my little brother King Tay. Mr. Tay the Hitman was supposed to be on there, but he rocked with us too, so he's still on there in spirit. You feel me? You know, so yeah. That's really it. To answer your question, because I got off topic a little bit. You know, I'll be rambling. I apologize, y'all. But within the last 6 months, it definitely was with me to get ready to prepare for the album and, you know, things like that.
DJ, get ready. Spin that track.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, should be coming up in a second. You know the number? 563-999-3718.
Make sure y'all call in there.
We're here, it's your boy. Lyrics.
Yeah.
See Tony. All right, she's getting this already.
Yeah, let's get into this stuff.
All right, so it's time being, you got social media? Wait. What's
your name
on social media? I'll work on that song real quick.
Oh, social media, at KingLyrics410, KingLyrics410.
Okay. And you got YouTube?
Yeah, you can just type in KingLyrics. I'm going to pop up. The same thing, KingLyriks. You think I'm gonna pop up. That's going to be me right there. I don't mean to say like it's gonna be me right there, but I'm like, yeah, you shouldn't be, yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. I catch myself all the time and I pop up, so I ain't gonna even hold up.
So what type of artist?
Like, oh, he's narcissistic. He searches himself all the time. He is very conceited. I'm not saying like that, but I'm just saying.
Okay, so what category would you put your music right now?
Like, I don't really know human music, if you ask me, because I make music. I don't make just one type of music, like, or one genre of music, or one subgenre, or one category, whatever you want to call it, because I feel a lot of different ways all of the time. You know what I'm saying? So you might hear, oh, yeah, we going knock his head off song, and then you might hear, I feel lonely, and then you might hear, oh, let's go mess the club up. Then you might hear, oh, yeah, I'm getting to this money, because at some point in time, I'm feeling all them type of ways. Now, I ain't saying I'm crazy, like I feel all them type of ways at one time, but, yeah, at different points in time, I definitely feel all them ways.
Right. Okay. That's what's up. All right, you got a song ready now. So we're going to jump into this chat real quick.
I ain't gotta be a star, I'm a player on the team. I came without a crown, still a motherfucking king. A person who don't sleep, still God have a dream. You see it unfold, it ain't what it seems. If your plan's not a problem, then your form's gonna be poor. That's probably what I'm doing, so I'ma keep going. The game already owe no time, just keep going. Someone take the mic, cause one, what you doing? This shit here is hitting on another level. The scholars came out, so talking it to the devil. I'm getting cold shoulders, the treatment is like the rebel. I was on train tracks, holding the heavy metal. I gave them shit, I'm thugging in public. I walk with a limp, I'm ashamed, but she love it. Keep your passion with presence.
Came in with my kids, nigga get back, or nigga gon' sit down. Now I'm really mad, so the king gon' flip out. Control your most, until it's a head out. Watch everything, how you fuck, how you get out. If you know, then you know. If you know, you're a pro. Never talk, run a good feet. He tend to do a most, you a player in the game. How you messing with a ghost, man? Think I don't put him out here in ropes. Bad woman run me press, fresh. I don't care about who next. Yes, please don't send me no text. We ain't in it for regrets. We gon' go till it ain't nothing left. Push you on reset. How you gon' treat me like a reject? We ain't gon' play, it ain't reset. Baby, take a deep breath. Calling in the zombie, how she eat flesh.
on E, got the gas out. Drag races on the wheels, they gon' mash out. Man, one life, two when the cash out. Bloodline make three, then you ass out. Call hippie for the four, leave candle at the door. Man, we call them pound five when the mag out. Fuck with me, cause we run into a bag now. Upper class, now I'm far from a class town. That's a gang, nigga.
And you know I'm willing to spray the case too. Get into the paper, I get you boxed up. I got some young niggas that don't give a fuck. I'm one of them niggas that don't give a fuck. And I heard you on E, I can fill you up. She fuck with me, cause you're not real enough. And I asked you, she wants the hang or the cock set. Nah, nigga, man, you got gon' peel me up. You want the bang or the perk, bitch. And you not toxic, you kinda irky. And I'm not last, man, I come in first place. Came in the road, no feelings, you can't hurt me. Don't try to dirt me, it's putting all O's on your block. I'ma ask them out, all you gon' is tic-tac. Nigga gon' try to get down. I'ma try hit a nigga first, but bro gon' try to get his loose back. It's gon' be a family and young, and I'ma catch him at a kit back. I'ma outside looking in, everyone's clues, but truth be told, I know part of Fang was probably going with that. Wonder who fit that is up like he did your soon. Back then, I was picking up pebbles, now I'm holding bullets. Seen what I was struggling, now I'm done with. Don't say a nigga ain't told you. Now that I'm older, I'm a dragger. Do right, running that bag up. I never had love. Gone with a lady trying to tag us. Two high speed chase one day. No cameras, they trying to flash us. I act out in the act. They think that I'm the main character. Natural born.
Please leave your message for 34733.
Brother, I appreciate you for even spending that. That's the first time it's been spent too, so I definitely was disrespectful, bro, to show that.
Jeez. The way you came out, it was like unorthodox, you feel me? It's,
yeah.
You just like killing me. I knew when I was first heard it, I'm like, I knew that beat's going to drop in a minute. I knew that shit was going to drop.
Yeah. I don't lie, my brother really brought the sound of life because I only had like the first little part while I rapped that. You feel me? He was like, bro, I want to do an intro, and then I want, then of course he was gonna be the back verse. So I was like, go ahead, take the whole, you feel me? Take the thing, you feel me? Bring that bitch to life. Like, I don't know if I can curse on here, my bad, y'all, but you know what I'm saying? But I definitely was like, yeah, like bring it to life, and we definitely did. And it's like I said, I really had no interest in like a song at first. Like I thought it was like. I felt like I was putting mediocre work into it. So when he took it and was like, ran with it, I was like, cool. And it just went out. And just, like, I'm glad I let him do what he did with the song for real.
So what are the things that you feel like you need, like, when you're in the studio? You know what I'm saying? You got a little ritual you do, like, something that you gotta have when you're in the studio?
I grab some of the best weed I can find, some of the best slow burning raps I can find, and I roll up and I meditate and smoke all my problems through that, right? And then I jump in the booth, I feel refreshed, and then I let the rest of it out through the mic. I ain't gonna lie, I don't really drink or not like that, so you know, and I might, you know, I don't know, I don't, that's the only ritual I got, yeah, like, cause it's like everything else is like. Like, the booth for me is like a stress reliever. Like, it's like once I put it all into the mic, I'm coming out feeling refreshed. Like, so it's just like, you know, I just get myself, you know, in the zone for that. Smoke a little bit, smoke a little something, get myself in the mood, and then get tunnel vision into what's going on. And then I go at the donkey, gorilla, eat ass, whatever you want to call it, and yeah, make magic for real.
Man, that's what's up, bro. That's what's up. But let me ask you a question. Like, when you're doing your music, right?
Yeah.
Some people do it for the money. Some people do it for the passion. Like, what inspires you to make your music? Like, where did your music come from?
The root of it is passion, but it stems out like into more like the passion is what gives you, you know, the first attraction to it, you know, like, oh yeah, I like doing this, or like the way it makes me feel when I do it. And then it's like through that, as you go on and grow older, there become, you know, certain struggles and certain things that you want to make better. You feel me? Like, for me, I always tell people, if I was doing it strictly just, like, for myself or for just for, like, some bread, it would be, like, halfway done. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do, the other half is the people that I'm around. You know, my mother, my father, my brothers, you know, cousins, sisters, whatever, nieces and nephews. It's like, just to, the thought of doing what I love can make it better for the people around me and the people that's coming up under us. It's just like a double whammy of, like, why not? You get what I'm saying? Because I love it, so I'm always going to love doing it. It's always going to keep coming. And then it's like, too, also then, like, people hear it, love it, and then want to pay me for it. And then I can make X amount of dollars and feed the people around me and change a bunch of people's lives. Like, it just was like all of that wrapped in one is just like a yellow brick road for me. I'm going to the land of Oz. Like, you feel me? In my mind, it doesn't have to really be like that in a reality sense, because, you know, that's what it is anyway. Life is what we make it. But in my mind, I feel like, yeah, you know, like that's the goal.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. But listen, like, we have Rossy D. Tony. We're going to try to get her back real quick.
Okay.
We're going to jump into the next song.
Yeah, for sure.
DJ, get on if you're ready. Play your next song.
Again? Oh, yeah. All right, hold on.
Please leave your message for 347.
That's why I'm on the low end with, like, no friends. I'ma hold it down. From the light shine to the shadows, they know the glow in town. It ain't no exaggeration. Them niggas passed my patience. I know that ass been waiting. I ain't in for cancellation. Say I've been through what I've been through and I still feel alive. Can't trust them all with your issues. No, they still telling lies. Man, on my grind, love, you won't find them streets. It's filled with horrors. Can't waste no time. You clutch your iron. You gotta pay for lawyers. Shit got different lately. Used to give them all my heart and keep my business waiting. Used to want them playing my songs and they'd tell me later. Kill my inspiration. I was on the road with nowhere to go. Fuck a destination. I've been waiting on my timing. Stars dead in alignment. Jumped in head first. Prayed it all work once I took this diving. Say my heart broke on my heart cold. I can't love nobody. From that heartache my thoughts say I can't trust nobody. I can't trust nobody. I can't love nobody. They say I'm damaged, I say I manage. I can't love nobody, I can't trust nobody.
Just gonna get that, like, that's why I feel like that set me apart. When, like, everybody, that's the thing about Drake too, like, everybody don't make music how they feel. You see what I'm saying? Some people can only talk about, oh, being a hoe, a man whore, or hoe, or, you know, being a gangster, or you see me, a prostitute, or something. It's just like certain things they can, that certain lane is the only lane they can go in. Or they feel like that's the lane that's going to make them pop the most. But, like, me, I want you to be able to, no matter what, no matter where you at, is at least one King Lyric song you can listen to. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's just, if I can catch you, like, I don't care. Like that's what I'm saying, my album got 14 songs. I don't care if you don't like the whole album. But if one of them songs caught you, I did my job. If you save one of them songs to your library, I did my job.
Yeah. And that's a beat. Right there, that song right there, that's something that be spitting your brain all day. Like, you be at work, like, I swear to God, nobody at all, me.
That's why I'm on a low end with, like, no friends. I'm going to hold that down. You hear me?
So, man, look, man, like I said, man, like, you know, this is a platform for artists to showcase their talent. You know what I'm saying? You know, people want to hear your music. And you just call in. You know what I mean? We're here every Monday night. You know what I'm saying? 8:30.
Yeah, for sure.
9:30, you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Yup, man, so, you got, like, any shout-outs to my gear, anybody?
No cap. I want to shout out y'all first. You feel me? You know, I mean, other than God, then I want to shout out y'all, bro, for Humble Life Experience, Mr. J Star, even though we lost Miss V Tony, man. And the DJ in the back, whoever on the board, man, the DJ. You feel me? Like, for y'all even to give me time on y'all platform and to even share my story, and for y'all even wanting to tap in with the Young King, I want to shout out to y'all. I want to shout out to the guys. I want to shout out to the gang, boys, girls, nieces, nephews, Shay, Ty, Ye, Bloodline Buddha, Natural Born Babies, Tez and Hippie, King Tez, who else? He missing Cutthroat Kano. Like, I got so many people shout out. I'm going to have y'all on here all night, but hey, man, I love y'all, man, and I appreciate Humble Life Experience for definitely the humbling experience of being on y'all show, and thank y'all.
Thank you, man. Thank you for being here, bro. As I said,
no
any music you got, hit me up, like, yo, Dre, I got this new hard shit, you know what I'm saying, or got this mellow shit, any type of fire you got, bring it over here, man, got you.
For sure, bro, I appreciate that, bro, thank you, bro, for giving me the time and the place for the space, you hear me?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, bro, you have a good night.
You too, brother. Yeah, yeah, so you back. Great star, Humble Life. You know how we do it. Another action-packed, exciting experience. That's what I do to you. I do for you. The last thing you're thinking about, play Joe Sleep. We out here. Humble your life. And you're paying your soul. Do it to what I do now. Before we all just fall. We out here.